Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Dalar Amar Aleph on top. Just last Gemara again was that Rav Huna was Mechadish, that according to Rabbi Yossi, that if you have make Machshavas Pigul, to eat the Yerach Shel Yemin of a Korban tomorrow, so only that, the right side becomes Pigul, and not the left side. That was Rav Huna's Chiddush, according to Rabbi Yossi. And this Gemara brought down that Rav Nachman Yitzkash to Rav Huna, that says Aloch, it said that the Ola main by Chorus, that by the Shtei Halechem, if you have machshava to eat one of them, the luchus lezmanoi, the second lechem does not become pigul, ad shiyafagol b'shteim b'kazayis, unless you have a machshava at least to eat a kazayis from both of them tomorrow. So the diik was b'shteim in, only because you have a machshava to eat from both of them. But b'yachas mihem loy, if you only have in mind to eat from one of the shtei lechem tomorrow, so only that one becomes pigul, and not the other one. So the question is, man, who does this price to go like? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Rabbanah goes according to the Rabbanah and the Baal Mishnah, there can't be. According to the Rabbanah, even if you only have in mind to eat one lechem tomorrow, it's chal pigul on both of them. That was the din of the Mishnah. That the Chum say, zeh v'zeh pigul, b'chiyov malav chorus. So this price that can't go according to the Rabbanah. Elab shita, this price that goes according to Rabbi Yossi. And he says what? So if you have in mind to eat the kezayis from both of the lechems together, even though it's only a chatzi kezayis from one and a chatzi kezayis from the second one, still both lechems become pigul. So as far as like this, iyamid bishleim echad gufahu bishleim. You tell me now by one goof is mishamachim itzdarif. So Rashi explains like bishleim. If you're going to say not like Rav Huna wants to say, if you're going to say according to Rabbi Yossi by one korban. So when you have machshava to eat the right yerech, automatically the left yerech also becomes pigul. So bishleim lechad gufo, if when you're talking about one guf, if you have machshava to eat only part of it, the other part also becomes pigul. If Rabbi Yossi agrees to that, then mishamachum it's tarif. Therefore we could understand why over here, even though you mechashiv to eat a chasik zayis from each lechem, but since in your mind you're mitzdarfed with a machshava, so it could look as if it's one guf. And therefore, by one guf, Rabbi Yossi agrees that if you have a machshava to eat part of the guf lamachor, those things become pigul. Then we can understand this halacha. But it's on top of your dalar om and aleph. But Eli Yama, but if you're going to tell me that trei gufinin, if you're going to tell me, like Rav Huna says, that if you have a machshava b'shas to shechit of a korban, to eat the right yerech tomorrow, so according to Rabbi Yossi, only the right yerech becomes pigul, and not the left yerech. If so, trei gufininu, so mimit starfi. If so, how could the machshav here put these two lechems together? So they're two separate gufim. So what do I care that you had a machshav to eat a chatzik zayas from both of them, but lemais are two separate gufim. So why do we say it's chal pigul upon both lechems? Smur says, no, there's not a kasha on Rav Huna. I tell you, mahomani rebhu. You know this price that goes according to? Not according to Rabbi Yossi. But it goes according to Rebbe, and it could be a Nechnamni. According to Rebbe Yossi, it's like Rav Huna says, that if you mechashiv to eat the Yerach Yemin, only that becomes Pigul, and not the Yerach Smol, even though it's Chad Guf. Here, this price, it goes according to Rebbe. The Tanya will learn like this. Ha-Sheikh Edes HaKevis. If B'Shas you do the Shechita of one of the Kvosim, that's brought on Shvuis, and again, these two Kvosim, the two Kabonis, are what's Mata, the Shtei HaLechem B'Achilom. So Ha-Sheikh Edes HaKevis. Lechol chatzik zayis michalazu. You have in mind only to eat one chatzik zayis from one challah tomorrow. So far that's not a machshavas pigul. You only had in mind to eat a chatzik zayis. That's not a nachilo. But then v'chein chaveroi. When you made a shechita on the second keves, you had the same machshava. Lechol chatzik zayis michalazu. You had in mind to eat a chatzik zayis from the second challah. So Rebbe says, Aymarini, I say shezek kosher. Then in this case, yishno, both lechems are kosher. It's not chal of so pigul here. And Rashi says, what does it mean, shezeh kosher? Lahak the remurim, that this keves, you let us still burn the emurim, v'lecho basar and teeth the meat, to lechi shevele chatzi achila, v'chatzi matir. You only had a mind, v'shas achatzi matir, tira chatzi achila. That's not mitzdarf. So Mor says, if so, taima, what's the reason of Rebbe? Time at the Yomar Chatzi Chatzi, only because he said Chatzi v'Chatzi b'shas each Chatzi matir, he only had in mind to eat a Chatzi kezayis of the lechem. Avol Omar kezayis mishteim, but if it would have said straight out I have a moin tidi kezayis from both of the shtei lechems, then mitzdarf, since in Yom HaShavua you are mitzdarf together, that's enough to make it like one lechem. So Yom HaShavua makes it like one big lechem, and therefore tchal din pigol upon the lechem. So I'll tell you, this price goes according to Rebbe, not according to Rebbe Yossi, because it could be according to Rebbe Yossi, like Rav Huna says, that even Shnei Gufim, it's not chal pigol only on what you thought. The other Gemara says, for Rebbe is so, Ali b'deman. Who does Rebbe himself go like? I Ali b'derabbonin, if he goes according to Shittas Rabbonin Aval Mishnah, afilu b'yachas mehem nami. Even if you only have a mind to eat one lechem, a gezayis from one lechem, and now Mishnah the Rabbonin say, that's automatically chal pigol upon the whole thing. According to Rabbonin, once you mechashev on a chatzi of the dover, even though the shnei gufim, the whole thing becomes pigol. And I aliba the Rabbi Yossi, if Rebbe is going according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, so again, hodra kushin leduchten, we have Akasha back again. That according to Rabbi Yossi, this svara that the machshava shibim tarfit would only help if you hold that by chad guf, like by the yerach yamin, automatically the yerach small also becomes pigol. But if you tell me like Rav Huna, that by one guf, if you machashav only on the right side, only that becomes pigol and not the left side, so Takasha, how could your machshava be mitzarfer to make it into one achila, to make it into one goof, to say that all both lechems should be pigul? So my answer is like this: no, li'olam really. I'll tell you, alibud rabbanon, that it could be Rebbe's going according to the rabbanon shita, and therefore it's like this: v'loy taima, do not say that Rebbe meant to say achiyafagol b'shteim, that the both lechems only become pigul if you have a moin teat from both of them, which would be mashm. If you only have a moin teat from one of them, only that one becomes pigul, and not the other one. No, that's not true. We're going now to leave with the Rabbanan. Elo'ema, rather say like this, achiyafago bishnehem v'afilu biyachas mihen. That's all it means to say, that you have to have this machshavas pigul bishas both shritis, bishas yeshecht both shnei kvosim, both of them you have a moin teat, at least one kizayis from one lechem. That's the shittis of Rebbe. And this comes ulafukim with Rav Meir. In other words, it's not like Rav Meir shita. The yoma that Rav Meir holds mefaglin b'chatzi matir. That's the shayla that Rav Meir holds in such a case. Let's say on Shavuos, when you have to shech the shnei kvosim, the two kavonis, which are korban tzibur v'shlamim. So both of them is what's matir the shtei alechem b'achila. And if you only shech one, it's not matir them b'achila. You have to shech both of them. So Rabbi Meir's shita is, even though Yoni Mechashiv teet to have a machshavas pigol, b'shas one shita, b'shas yeshech the first kevis, you have in mind teet the kezayis from the lechem tomorrow, so according to Rabbi Meir, it's chal pigol. Even though b'shas the second shita, you do not think like this, so you only had the machshavah b'shas the chatzi matir, still that's pigol. So Kamash Malon, Rabbi is teaching us, al yibud rabbanan, not like this. That we do not say this, that Rebbe holds the machshav only helps if you have this machshav and b'shas both shritis, b'shas the whole matir. So b'shas the whole matir, if you think tidi kezayis of one lechem and echnami, then both lechems become pigul because they're going to the rabbanon shita. Rebbe is only being mechadish though that you have to have this machshav and b'shas the whole matir. It's not enough to have a b'shas one shrita. So the Mor asked if that's Pshan this Braisa, that you want to say this Braisa now goes according to Rebbe, is so the more Yochi the more is so, my Li'olam. What's Lashon of the Braisa that says, Li'olam ein bekoritz at shifago b'shteyim? So the question is, what's the Lashon of Lo'olam? Rashi says, because Lo'olam mashma d'mafik b'mil satufa, it's coming to exclude by telling you a lot of chidushim. And according to this, if you want to say this Braisa only goes according to Rebbe, and Rebbe is going according to the Rabbanan Shita, and the main thing is telling us, it's not like Rav Meir, that you have to be mefagol, join both matirim, that's only one chiddush. So what's the lashon of Lo'olam? Then the Yoid, another question is, against Rav Huna like this, the Yoid, Omer Rav Asher, Rashi said, that Toshima come in here, Rebbe Yemer Rebbe said, Mishum Rebbe Yossi, that pigol b'dovra nase b'chutz, is pigol, it becomes pigol. And Rashi said this, talking about by the Gimel, by the Gabi Porim HaNesrofim, or Sirim HaNesrofim, that part of the Avodis are done in the Pinim and the Hechel, and part of it is done outside on the Mizbeach HaChitzoim. So if you mechashiv what's supposed to be done on the Mizbeach HaChitzoim, to do it Chutz L'Zmanoi, it's Chal Pigel. But Padovra Nasa Bifnim Le Tigl. But we have the Machshava to do what you're doing inside the Heichel. Tomorrow, it does not become Pigl. In the Parsha of Pigl, it only says it by the Avoidus Chutz, and not by the Avoidus of Pnim in the Heichel. Kate said, what's the case? Hoyemid Bachut, let's say the Kohen is standing outside the Heichel, in the Yazara. The Yom, and he says like this, Hareni Shechet, I'm going to shech this parm, Hanesrofim. Amanas Lahazos Midam Lamochar, Amanas to make the Azoyas Adam, which is done inside the Heichel tomorrow. So Le Pigl, Shemachashva Bedovar, Shemachshava Bachutz, the Dover Nasa Bifnim, because his Machshava now was when he was outside doing the Shechita on something he's supposed to do inside. So it's not Chal Pigl. What's going to be the Hoyomid Bifnim? Let's say the Kohen was standing inside the Heichel. The Yerman, he said, Areini Mazi, I'm making the Azoyas Adam now. I'm Nas Lahak the Remurum Lamochor. I'm Nas to burn the Emurum tomorrow on the Mizbech HaChitzoim. Or else for Lishpech Shirayim Lamochor. Or else to spill the Shirayim, which is also the leftover Dam, goes on the Mizbech HaChitzoim. To do that tomorrow. Again, like Pigl. It's not called Pigl. Shemach. Shova Bifnim, Vadovra Nasa Bachutz. Because he had this machshava when he was inside the pnim, so when you're inside the pnim, or you're mechashu to do something inside the pnim, it's not chal pigl. Pigl is only on the avodas chutz on done in the azara. But what's going to be? For yoy made bachutz. Let's say the kohen was standing outside. For Omar, and he said like this: Hareini shechet. I'm shechting now this poor manas rofim. I'm manas, and I have in mind now lishpach shirayim lamochor. To spill the Shirayim tomorrow the wrong day, which the Shvichas Shirayim goes on the Mizbech HaChitzoim, so you mechashuv now b'shach the Avoides Chutz, for doing Avoides tomorrow in the Mizbech HaChitzoim, now it's Chal Pigl, or else Lahakti Emurim L'mochri, as in mine now b'shach Shita, to burn the Emurim tomorrow, Pigl, then it is Chal Pigl, Shemach Shava B'chutz, B'dov Ranasa B'chutz, therefore it's Chal Pigl. Now, Lishpech Shirayim Lefkule Mai. If you have in mind B'shach Shchita that you're going to spill the dam tomorrow, on what is it Chal Pigl? Lishpech Shirayim Lefkule Mai. What are you making Pigl? Elaim, if you want to tell me Lefkule Dam, if the pshat is you want to make the dam into an Issa Pigl, that if you eat from the dam now, you'll be over Chiv Chorus, as Pigl. Samar says no. Dam mi mefagl. Does dam ever receive an Issa Pigl on it? If you're tzanam, learn like this. Eilu dvorm, these are the things. Shein chayovim aleim eshum pigl. Even though it's chal pigl upon the korban, but upon these things it's not. You're not over the yisra pigl of yeet. Ha klemitz, the kemitz of the levoin, of the mincha, since it's supposed to be burnt, not supposed to be eaten, it's not chal pigl. The same thing by halavoino, fi ha keteris, o minchas kanem, that the whole thing is burnt. O minchas mesochim, o minchas koim mashiach, vi ha dam. And all these things is not chal nisa pigl. So mel, if you have in mind b'shas to shchita, shemeke shvichas shirayim tomorrow, the churan, what is it chal v'yisa pigl? On dam anyway, it's not chal v'yisa pigl. El pshita for sure, lev gulei bosa, that has come to teach us that with this machshava now, it's chal din pigl upon the bosa. And who is saying this? Rebbe is saying this over the name of Rebbe Yossi. So chur, you see clearly what Rebbe Yossi holds. Rebbe Yossi holds, if you have a machshava to make the Shvicha Shirayim, so it's Chal Nisa Pigl upon the whole Basar. Even though it's two different parts, there's the Dam and there's the Basar. If so, Hashta, Omahos, Amdoloichishiv Bebe Basar Gufa. Madach, over here, we don't have in mind to do anything wrong with the Basar. You only have in mind to make the Shvicha Shirayim tomorrow, to spill the blood tomorrow. Still, Amr, Rabbi Yezibresi says, Mefagol, that's Chal Nisa Pigl upon the Basar, since it's Chad Gufa. With one goof, it's chal pigl upon the whole goof. So hocha, now a case that it's not like Rav Huna says. Hocha de choshebe bezeva gufa lekoshchein. Isn't it for sure not like Rav Huna that how could Rav Huna say according to Rav Yossi that if you mechashiv teeth the right yerech tomorrow, it's only chal pigl upon the right yerech and not upon the yerech smil? How could that be? For sure, it's a chal b'chaim here if you mechashiv on the dam. That's chal v'yisa pigl upon the basar. For sure, if you mechashiv teeth the right side of the basar, that for sure should be chal pigl on the left side also. Lekoshchen, the pigl b'yerech yimin, pigl b'yerech smil. So that's another kasha against Rav Huna. That's mash m'klili korns Rav Yossi, that it is chal pigl in the whole korban. V'yoid, another question is, Chama Ravina said that Toshma come in here. Hakoy mitzvah sa mincha, if a kohen makes the kmitza, takes the handful of the kmitza out of a mincha, and he has in mind lechol shireh, he has in mind to eat the leftover of the mincha tomorrow. He has a mind to burn this kmitza tomorrow. So it says clearly that Maidi Rabbi Yosi Bezu shepigel, that Rabbi Yosi agrees that Tzchal pigel upon this mincha, and if he come to eat from it, v'chayav malav koros. Now, if he had in mind b'shas he took the kmitza, that he plans to burn this kmitza tomorrow, in what is the chal pigel? Elaim, if you want to tell me lefgule kaimitz, the kaimitz itself should become pigel. We have before no kaimitz mi mefagel, does the kaimitz itself become pigel, since the din of the kmitza is to burn it, not eat it, it's not chal pigel. For your tanan, we just brought down before that we learned, elu dvorim shen chayovim aleim eshum pigel, ha-kaimitz. That the chaymitz is one of the things that even though you mafagel in the mincham, it's not chal the yeast occurs upon the chaymitz. So over here, how could Rabbi Yossi say, if the kohen b'shas he's making the kmitza, he has in mind to burn the kmitza tomorrow, it's chal nes a pigul, it can't mean on the kmitza itself. So what does it mean? El pshita liv guli shurayim. That pshita means to say that the leftover of the mincham, the part that the kohanim usually could eat, now it's chal nes a pigul upon the shurayim. And Rabbi Yossi is saying this. So again, this is a kasha against Rav Huna. And again, hashto. Let's see. Oma hasam adach over here. The loichishiv bahu bishurayim gufei. He did not think at all to do anything wrong with the shurayim. He only had in mind to burn the kmitza tomorrow. Still, you're telling me, since it's from one guf, since the kmitza comes from the mincha.